irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, all of my Max and friends, to the Max listeners. Welcome to LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max. Have we got a great show for you tonight? Karmic relationships and sex. Two subjects that I find fascinating and that are my topic of the week. I've got to say first, happy Sunday, everyone. It is May 31st. The month is over. The year is flying by. June 1st is tomorrow. I love June because there's Geminis in June and nothing like two for the price of one. So right off the bat, you know, I'm going to give my birthday shout-outs. Equine Advocates, one of my favorite charities. EquineAdvocates.org, help save a horse. Marina, happy birthday. Karis, Allison, Apple, Soledad, CG, Kathy, my friend Justin, and Sean, happy birthday to you all this week. Celebrate it, because that's what life is about, celebration. Now, I've got to give a special, amazing, happy birthday to my niece Lily, because her birthday is June 4th, and we are planning this birthday like it has been her wedding. So, Lily, I love you, and happy birthday to you. Now, I got to give some shout-outs, everybody. It's been an amazing week. All right, I've got to thank Beth Bolt. Check out BethBolt.com, my photographer who did this shoot for this new, fantastic jewelry collection by Irene Zelinsky called Rolling Stones. RollingStones.com is the most amazing site if you want jewelry. The price range is everywhere from $35 to over $150,000, so it fits recession and it fits wealth. So get ready because we're doing a major campaign, major advertising, in a fantastic magazine, you know, my favorite magazine, CBSWatchMagazine.com, and now my new favorite magazine. Forget Town and Country, everyone, because you need Culture and Leisure. And Culture and Leisure Magazine is the most incredible, affluent, southern lifestyle magazine on the market. Go to CultureLeisureMag.com because you want to get a little bit of culture in your life and nothing like Southern culture and Southern charm. So CultureLeisureMag.com. Natalie, you're fantastic. Your magazine is coming up on their 10th anniversary coming out in September. But before that, get this month's issue that's coming out because you're going to see Beth's work, my friend Ula, the fantastic model, and the amazing Rolling Stones jewelry in Culture Leisure Magazine. So, on that note, I've covered it all. It's been a fun week. I almost missed my show because I had to vacuum the guest house. No, I'm kidding. I would never miss the show. And only when I miss the show is when I'm really busy doing events. Yesterday was the Veuve Clicquot polo match with Prince Harry. Madonna was there. I was invited, but I said, you know what? I've been to more polo matches and more society events so far this year that I'd rather hang out with my dear friend, Vanessa Noel. So go to VanessaNoel.com if you want some shoes because they're the only shoes to buy. She provided them for us for the set. And, of course, Consigned Couture in Greenwich gave us amazing clothes. Great shoe. But anyway, yesterday was a fun afternoon. We literally chilled out in New York with Vanessa. We did our thing. We enjoyed. We had the little roof down yesterday. Summer's here. Good times are had. And you know what? The bottom line is celebrate life. And on top of that, we've got to talk karmically about friendships, about sex. So we want you to call in. The lines are open. 323-203-0815 is the number here at LA Talk Radio. I am Max, your host. I'm going to have Elizabeth, my astrologer to the stars. You all know her. She's fantastic. If you want to book her for private sessions, okay, I'm going to give you the number that you need. So get your pens ready because her number, now I'm totally giving you my Rolodex, my black book, so guard this number for an amazing astrologer, Elizabeth. Her number is 914-205-3299, the only number you need to know for astrologers, because she's incredible. Not only is she an astrologer, but she's also a karmic relationship expert. And that's what our topic is tonight. So Elizabeth, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Max. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, karmically, we're together karmically. So, you know what? And I basically want to share with people before we bring our sex expert, Tamara, on about karmic relationships. So why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about karmic relationships?
Basically, everyone, you know, that you have in your life around you, especially your, you know, your closest friends and family, are all karmically connected to you. Astrology believes in past lives. I believe in past lives. And it would basically mean that, you know, based on some event or circumstance that happened between the two of you in the past, now there's some sort of energy that has to be finished up or repaid. And that's the basis of karmic relationships.
Now, karmic relationships, I just want to ask you, because you know what, there's that saying, people are here for a season, a reason, and a lifetime, and there's so much sense to that. So basically, karmic relationships, the season thing is, once they're done, have you fulfilled your karmic connection with them?
Yeah, a lot of people can come in and out of your life, and sometimes they'll just disappear, and you may not even realize why for a long time later, but it could be that, you know, they've finished up whatever it needs to be, and like I said, like a lot of times you won't even know what their gift or repayment was until a while later, and it can come in the form of so many different ways. You know, somebody can help you, somebody can open the door for you, metaphorically speaking, I mean, like for something and stuff like that. Astrology actually gets into the specifics of the karma, which is really amazing.
That's what we want to talk about. We want to hear about the real relationship, the astrological relationship between one person and another. So can you brush us up real quick on astrology and how people connect and basically a little bit about signs and which signs are good for each other and whatnot. Since we're in Gemini, because we're in June, why don't we talk about Gemini and what signs are good for them?
You know, what, generally speaking, they would say other fire signs or other air signs, like Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, are fire signs, and air signs are Libra and Aquarius.
Okay. Yes!
I don't really believe that, because there are parts of your chart which could lack certain elements, and you might just gravitate towards those people, and they might fulfill a part of, you know, your energy that you need, and it might not be your perfect match. So I don't really believe in perfect matches. I would never say to someone, like, go look for a Gemini, or go look for that. I would maybe say, you know, that type of energy would be better for you, you know, like somebody who might need, like, a warm, supportive partner wouldn't want to go look up a triple Aquarius. You know what I mean? People want to get more like a Cancer, like a rising Taurus, you know, someone who's stable and practical and reliable, like that sort of thing I can help with. But like I said, I wouldn't just point out signs. Another thing is, like, our chart is made up of all the different planets and a rising sign and the moon's nodes, which is the north node and the south node. And basically, these all reflect different aspects of your psyche. You know, the moon is your emotions, Mercury is the way you think, Venus is the way you love, Mars is the way, you know, you use your energy. And so, depending on how these signs compare with whoever you're comparing with signs, you know, it's very, very intricate, it's very complex, but that is how you figure out the karma. Or, you know, what's being worked on. And it's actually really amazing and can really help people, like, not want to just kill each other and actually help understand each other and learn where you're coming from. And it helps people learn about each other when they do karmic relationships through astrology.
Absolutely.
Very enlightening.
You know, it's not only enlightening, but it's fascinating. And you know what, people? There is a lot of truth behind it. It's a lot. You know what? If you don't study it, but you think it's fun, whatever way you take astrology and karmic love relationships, you know what? Just take it. Have fun with it, because in life we have to have fun and we have to celebrate life. So, you know, Liz, I'm going to have Tamara on because she is our sex expert on Max and Friends, mm-hmm. The Max. You're my astrology expert. And what better way to have an astrology expert and a sex expert on to talk about karmic love relationships? So everyone, I've got Liz, my astrologer, on. I've got Tamara on in just one second. She's my sex expert, and I want you on. So call in to 323-203-0815 to ask your karmic love relationships. And Elizabeth is going to hang around for about 10 more minutes or so. So we've got her here. So if you have any astrology questions or any astrological questions, I should say, that you want answered, call in now, because call me now for your free reading. So Tamara, welcome to Max and Friends and to the Max. You're on with me and Elizabeth. Welcome.
Well, hello there, Mr. Max and Liz. My goodness, I love hearing you guys talk. This is one of my favorite topics. So thank you for having me.
Of course. So Liz, Tamara, why don't you shoot away Liz with some questions on karmic love relationships? And
well, you know, one of the things that came up for me, which is so powerful, and Liz, tell me if this resonates with you or not, but one of my favorite authors of all time is Carolyn Meese. And one of the things she talks about prior to us ever being born on Earth is that we make these sacred contracts with different relationships that we are to experience when we come down here on Earth. And one of the things she says is those people that you make sacred contracts with down on Earth, you will have a high level of vibration when you come in contact with those people, because it will seem as if you have known them your whole life, even if you've just met. And then there's other people who just come and go in your life where there's not that same kind of vibration, but that there's certain people in our life karmically that we are contracted prior to even being here that is going to help with our evolution. So let's say, for example, we came here to experience love, and let's say we had to know the opposite of love. So somebody said, you know what, I'll betray her. You know, for example's sake, like we're around this conference table and they say, okay, Tamara, what do you want to experience down on Earth? And I say, you know, I want to know independence. You know, I want to know my freedom. I want to feel the passion of just being free. And then someone else at the table said, or the director will say, okay, who's willing to take her freedom and her power away so she has to go and find that internally? And let's say my mom raised her hand and said, I can help Tamara out with that. And then... Yeah. And then when I'm born and my mom is so cruel or whatever, I'm thinking karmically, she just gave me one of the greatest gifts I've ever known, because everything inside of me had to go inside to summons my own independence or my own internal freedom. And I think that that was karmically destined prior to me even being here.
Yes, absolutely. One of the main things about astrology is that it's your, you know, quote unquote, your blueprint, your map, your instructions for your soul, for this planet. And so, yeah, you could actually see what, you know, those karmic things that you, that are, that you need to learn are. And then another thing to touch on what you said about how you feel like a higher vibration when you meet these people. A lot of times when you meet someone who's a karmic relationship, it comes through a transit, which is a planet that's moving now, and it ends up hitting one of the planets in your birth chart, and it brings the energy of the planet through a person or a circumstance. And a lot of times, you know, you do have that feeling, and I've noticed it too, so I think that may be connected. It may be actually like a planetary vibration you're feeling, you know, kind of mingles in with the karma, but I do understand what you mean when you meet people and you feel that higher energy.
Wow, that is so cool that you say that. You know, and with my psychology background, I mean, what I understand too is that we'll attract people in our lives that in aspects we haven't owned. That's why the good girl attaches with the bad boy. And it's kind of like karmically, you will attract your opposite because you won't allow yourself to be some aspect of the bad boy. So that's one of the things I encourage my clients to do, is allow yourself to be a little bit bad, you know, so you're not attracting extremes, because they'll keep showing up in different packages if you don't get their lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that too? Yeah. Isn't that neat that you can complete the karmic, you know, vibration, I think, when you get the lesson?
Yeah. Totally. And thinking about what you just said, because that's actually something that I've had to deal with, and trying to think of another way you could get that energy without, like, having to kind of resort to, like, being as, like, horrible as whoever it is you're with. And I just feel like, how can I say this? Hold on, I just got to...
Oh, you're going through your books. Liz, I got to tell you, Tamara, Liz is so involved in so many different books. She is so educated on these subjects. So I know that when I can feel Liz right now. Like, Liz and I have this weird comic relationship. And, like she'll do things and I'll know that she's doing them. And, like, literally she'll think something and I'll finish it. So I know that we have a deep karmic relationship. But, you know, people out there, I've got to just brush up on one thing. You know, it's like, I strongly believe that everyone that we meet on this planet Mm-hmm. Individually, I'm speaking. You know, individually, we meet a certain group of people. We are totally connected with those people because there's no way, and I don't believe in chance. I really believe in faith and fate and destiny. And I really believe we're supposed to cross paths with each other because we have to finish something with each other. You know, and
oh,
it's like,
yes.
We'll meet people and out of this, I'll just, you know, we'll be more friendly with certain people and right away we'll pass judgment on people. And I think when we pass that judgment on people is because somewhere in our lives, we've met, you know, they've crossed our path. So definitely, you know, and I always say this, trust your intuition because your intuition will guide you. And not only in relationships, but in business relationships, in love relationships. Trust your intuition because karmically your intuition is telling you, it's giving you the red flags or it's giving you the green light. So always choose your intuition. Liz, what do you want to say quick?
Sorry, but I couldn't really quite grasp what I was trying to say, but I got it. I was saying about, like, how, you know, instead of, like, responding, like, you know, trying to, you know, being more like these people that we don't even really want to be like, sometimes the lesson is actually in, like, learning how to, like, protect yourself in more, like, strong manner or, like, more, like, respect yourself more. You know, instead of, like, a lot of times women, I notice, are with men and or even vice versa. Guys are, you know, even with their friends, like, they're always talking about how, like, this one's not respecting this one, respecting me, and, like, I'm too nice. And I say, like, you're too nice, but, like, you're not, like, you got to treat, you know, yourself the way you want people to treat you. And if you're kind of just owning yourself last, then people are going to do the same thing. So that's what I think, like, a relationship, like, with, like, a bad boy is, like, there to teach you, is, like, really project your self-respect, like, in a stronger way or something like that. Like, that's karma, you know. And that person is really, you know, and then you could end up looking back at that person and you know, and realizing that it was serious karma and that he, you know, gave you a very important lesson.
Absolutely. Isn't that beautiful how people are always showing us ourselves? That if we ever want to take a look at how we're treating ourselves, just look at the people, how they're treating us, or, you know, as around us.
You know what I always say? The asses that you kick on the way up will be the ones that you kiss on the way down.
That's really true.
Well, I hope there's a lot of ass kissing. I kind of like that.
But you know what? I just want to jump real quick into something amazing that's happening because Liz and I have been talking about this revolution that's been happening, and it is called the Age of Aquarius. So, Tamara, you know, you're more than welcome to tell us what you think because Liz, I know, has so much to say about the Age of Aquarius. But, Liz, can we just give a quick definition of what's going on with the Age of Aquarius?
You know, it means that we're starting a whole new era of energetic, you know, energetic vibrations on this planet, and we've come to the end of the age of Pisces, which is, I'm not exactly sure how many years it is, but it's about, like, 2,400 years of this Pisces energy, which is, it's not the best age, you know, I wouldn't recommend living this age. It's like delusion, like, it's, you know, addiction. It could be, like, it's a lot about, like, religion and spirituality, but it just basically was, it's a lot of confusion, and now we're kind of headed into the Age of Aquarius, which is more about, like, brotherhood and, like, new age, you know, information and just, like, everyone being one and, like, being together and helping each other. It's going to be, a much better age to be alive in.
A great vibe, a great energy is happening. You know what, everyone? Go on YouTube and click the Age of Aquarius song because this is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So get ready because great things are going to happen, right, Liz?
Yes, and I do want to say that, like, the official kind of beginning kind of already started, but it's going to be a series of a few transits this year, which is going to help usher in the new age. So it's not like, you know, it's here, but there are these planets that, the planets that have brought it here are still working on that entrance, and it's going to be working on it for the remainder of the year. It has to do with Neptune and Jupiter are connecting with each other and in the sign of Aquarius, and it has to do, and with the planet, which is actually not a planet, it's an asteroid named Chiron. It's all about healing and just like new age healing and all this, like, you know, all the stuff that people think probably doesn't have much, you know, like, relevance to the real world is actually going to probably take precedence in the new world, I believe.
Mm, I do too.
And I believe the only way that you could find out more about this is to call in. The number here is 323-203-0815. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, the only place to be on Sunday night at 11 o'clock in New York and 8 p.m. in LA. So I encourage you to call in. Don't be shy, because the only wall that you can break down is the one that you want to break down. So if you're willing to have your walls broken down and you want to talk about sex, astrology, and karmic relationships, call in, because this panel tonight is incredible, and the lines are now open. Don't be shy. If you want to Twitter me, Twitter me. If you want to Facebook me, Max Tucci on Twitter. Liz, where can people contact you? Because I know you got to run pretty soon. Where can you be contacted for private readings?
You can contact me at that number, 914-205 number. You can call. You can send me an email at starscripts@max.com. I'm on Twitter as well. You guys can follow me if you want. I can give you that information if you email me, or you can just shout it out. I really don't care.
Cool. All right, well, here's the deal, Liz, because can you stick around, or do you have to run?
I can stick around.
Cool, because you know what? I want to read to y'all. There's an amazing website.
Max, that is Mercury retrograde, just to let you know.
I'm totally Mercury retrograde. Okay, so everyone, karmic love relationship and effects on self-esteem. Go to circlesoflight.com. I'm going to read to you real quick something that I find so amazing, and of course I want Elizabeth and Tamara to give me their thoughts on that. Okay, so here we go. What we must understand is that in a karmic relationship, we are dealing with raw, vulnerable soul stuff. The masks of ego are simply a distraction and can be rather ruthlessly violated if we do not open up willingly. This is where the unpleasant aspects of a karmic relationship can come in. Sometimes very little can happen in that relationship except for beating away an egoic structures, because neither party is willing to release them and learn their real lessons from each other. The lessons that we have to learn from each other can be as varied as life itself. One may be certain, however, that the lesson is deep, personal, and one that, left to our own devices, we would probably avoid. This may be why such spiritual devices are part of our lives, to provide an external force to motivate the learning experience our karmic body is in our lives, to assist in our learning, and we supply the same service to them. And that's from circlesoflight.com if you want to read more about that. But I truly believe, you guys, that, you know, sometimes, you know, life is a varied life. And you know what? We have to be willing to open up in order to have a calm karmic balance. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm. Because you know what? I really believe, too, that one of our greatest sufferings is resisting what is. So when you just open up to what's showing itself, and you've heard of the saying that what you resist persists, you know, so just being open to what's happening, like, wow, who do I get to be now that this circumstance or this relationship is showing up in my life? And I love what Liz said when she was talking about this being a new dawn, a new paradigm, I think, is waking up our souls. And I think it's because we're so tired of being asleep. We're so tired of walking around in the mundane mediocrity of life that we're hungry for something more, something real, something, you know, spicy, something passionate, something soulful is just calling us forward. It's just begging us to wake up and, you know, be alive and connect, because what you do to another, you do to yourself. And so that speaks to what Liz was talking about, this greater openness to this oneness that is just calling us out, saying, come on, guys, we're all connected, all of us. And when we get that, we'll stop hurting each other.
Exactly. Everyone just takes everyone so personally. Like, it's really like a time where everybody needs to kind of bring down their defenses and just, you know, and everybody needs to just talk to each other sensitively and, you know, say like what it is that, you know, we observe, and then, you know, vice versa. And it's funny because I've actually been dealing with this in my personal life a lot lately, and it feels opening up a part of my mind that I've never even like used in so long or something.
Yes.
And it's like making me realize, like, I speak in ways that, you know, may offend others and not realize it, or I may do things that, you know, and like you don't realize it because it's the karma. Like, I may have had another life where You know, I treated people, I don't know, you know how it carries on. Like, you're just, you're getting it back, you don't realize why, and then it's just amazing how other people can shine the light on things for you, and that's, you know, again, where astrology comes into it, and where exactly those people are going to help you, or in what area, you know, are they going to affect your spiritual growth, or are they going to kind of play out your past life, you know, patterns, stuff like that. It's all, it's really amazing.
I absolutely love that, because what you're speaking to, it is, we're becoming conscious. You know, we're just becoming very aware of what we're doing. And it's like,
you know,
when
what?
Your point
I call
is...
It, I call it zombie living. You know, we've been living like zombies for a long time, people. You know, and
right.
It's time to wake up and take accountability and responsibility and just start really... You know, I did this calculation. I'm going to find it real quick while you guys talk. But I just want to tell people, call in. Don't be discouraged if we don't answer right away. The lines are open. It's 323-203-0815. The switchboard is open, so do call in. And if you can't get in, just keep trying, all right? Sorry. So what I want to talk about real quick, though, is there's a lot of things going on, you know, in – I can feel this atmosphere, this vibration that's happening, you know, of people – wanting to I'm not saying this in a bad way, but to like expose themselves or to show who they really are, and they're not doing it, you know, they want to open up. So Liz, can we just talk about what's going on right now and why people are, like, you know, slowly in this age of Aquarius opening up to themselves and to others, because there's something going on with that. I could feel it. So
yes, and you would be the one to feel it, because what's happening is actually, what I'm about to talk about, is actually conjuncting your Sun, Mars, and your Mercury, only because I know your chart inside out, so it just memorizes people's random planets. But basically right now, the thing that I was talking about that's going to be going on for the rest of the year is this huge conjunction. It's a triple conjunction of Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron, and what that is Neptune is the highest level of love. It's selfless love, unconditional love, where you just don't think about yourself. You just keep giving. And Jupiter, and actually Neptune has been there with Chiron, which is the planet of woundedness, for a long time. So people may for a long time have felt, you know, this, like, you know, sensitivity, this, like, connected with this whole, like, you know, this whole, like, woundedness, and they don't do, but then Jupiter has been, like, slowly but surely making its way up there. And now what it's doing is it's connecting with Neptune and Chiron, bringing, you know, pure love, happiness, joy, you know, positivity, opportunity. Just Jupiter is just, like, the great, you know, beneficiary, and it just brings everything that you possibly could want. And now what it's doing is it's connecting with this spirituality, this healing, and it's in the sign of Aquarius. And that's why it's called, like, the beginning of the age of Aquarius. And what's happening is it's all in late Aquarius. If, you know, if Max was born in, like, an early Aquarius, he wouldn't be, maybe even, he might have felt it, but he may not even be feeling it this strongly. But what's happening is it's right on his, those three planets he has in late Aquarius. So that's why you're probably picking up on it so much.
Let me just, it has been a wild few couple of weeks. I mean, everything is going on. So Liz, we'll talk about that after, because I don't want to air my stuff on the air right now, because we got people that want to call in. So 323-203-0815. What were you going to say, Tamara?
You know, I think it's so cool what both of you guys are saying. Max, you really spoke to that there's a hunger for authenticity. You know, people are just wanting somebody to be real. And, you know, there's nothing more refreshing than someone just owning their own shit. You know,
that's
whatever it is. You know, so you're not out there spewing it and projecting it on everybody else, like, he's doing it to me, or she's doing that, or, you know, this blame game is like baby shit, if we can say that.
You know, I always say, suck up your karma and, like, move on, because it's your karma. Like, and I know it might sound rude, but, like, what you give is what you get. And if you're getting back something negative from someone, chances are, you know, you gave that person something just like it in a past life. Just keep a chill out and just say, like, you know, there's a reason why he's doing this, and try to, you know, always try to bring light to the situation, because that will, you know, light will dissolve the darkness, whereas, you know, darkness, if you add more darkness, it's, you're just two lost souls and living in the dark, and nobody's getting out.
And you know what I have to say to that? When you know you've done wrong, apologize.
Amen. You know what? It's not about being perfect. It's about owning it, you know? It's just like, you know what? I just lied, and I just want to clean that up with you, because you know what the truth is? Whatever it is, you know, because we're so programmed to just be pretzels.
Now, I've got to tell you, though, if someone is willing and open to apologize to you, Don't be the asshole and not accept the apology.
Right.
Because it's like you've got to be able to not only to when you apologize, but to learn how to accept the apology. Because then only then can you move forward. You know, there's nothing worse, and there's in the Bible about, you know, letting someone apologize and accepting their apology, because there's nothing worse than when you've come to terms with you've done something wrong and to be able to open up yourself so vividly to say, you know what, I fucked up, I screwed up, I was wrong. And you know what? I'm sorry. And then for the other person to dismiss it, it's just so demeaning. So I encourage people, if someone wants to apologize to you, accept their apology, because it could have taken them a long time to come to that realization that they were wrong.
Yes, honey. And you know, the flip side of the same coin is really taking someone's compliment. When someone's really honoring you and loving that, one of the hardest things it is to keep giving it when you're just keep pushing it away. So same thing with a, you know, hey, I'm sorry. Receive it. Say thank you for saying that. I felt bad and but thank you for saying that. Or when someone's saying, wow, you've got this amazing talent, say thank you. You know, just it's all about being able to receive as well as then give back. Because I think we've been so programmed to push things away that even as people are pushing it away, just know that you fulfilled your responsibility in saying, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you fulfilled it. So whether they take it or not, that's their business.
That's right.
You know, it's just like love. You know, it's like when you're giving love, it's like, look, own it. Hey, that was my love. I gave it. If it comes back, great. If it doesn't, it's okay, because you know what? I own my love. And life is about what you love, not what loves you back.
That's right. And you know what? It's our mid part of the break. It's 11:30, so I'm going to encourage you all, call in 323-203-0815 with your astrological questions, with your sex questions, with your karmic relationship questions. We're here for you. Don't be shy. So, it's 11:30. And I'm having a great show. You're listening to Max and Friends and To The Max on LA Talk Radio. The only place to be on a Sunday night. And we've got a caller. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hey, Max. It's Scott. How are you today?
Hey, Scott. Welcome to the show. We've got Tamara, my sex expert, on, and Liz, my astrologer, on. So, actually, this I'm so glad that Scott just called in, because Tamara, last week I was promoting the show, and Liz, listen to this too, that and everyone listen to this, because this is an amazing, amazing person on the phone right now. A couple weeks ago, we were on Facebook, and my friend Scott, who's on the line right now, came out to everybody on Facebook. So I'm going to let Scott tell his story, because it inspired me to do a show about it, and we're actually going to do one in more depth in the future. We're just gathering more people who've actually come out, because it's such a big thing on Facebook or MySpace or Twitter. So Scott, why don't you tell us your story real quick, and so you can inspire others, and Tamara and Liz, listen, and then give your advice after. So Scott, tell me what's up.
Well, it's not that great of a story, but at 44 years old, I decided that with over 400 friends, I was tired of answering questions about whether I was married or divorced, and I finally said, you know what, I'm just going to lay it on the line and post my update or status that I'm gay. And it was very affirming, and It was a good thing.
You know, I got to tell you, the funniest thing, you guys, was people weren't concerned that he was gay. They were more concerned, like, you're really 44?
they already knew that I was gay, but they were, like, shocked that I was 44.
So, Liz, I know... Yeah, Tamara, tell me, what were you going to say?
Scott, bless your heart. I love that. When you can just come out and state authentically who you are, people are going to respond to you the way you respond to you. So the minute you're okay with it, guess who's okay with it? Everybody else around you, for the most part. I know there's some family things that sometimes have to be contended with, but for the most part, how you feel about it tends to be how the people around you are going to receive it. So good for you for just standing up, taking ownership, saying, hey, you know what? This is who I am, and I'm gay. And, you know, being a human sexuality.
And on Facebook, of all places. Because, you know, Facebook is and Twitter are like the new technology where everyone's getting everyone's information. So, you know, that was the fly on the wall. That was the gossip of the hour, you know, I'm sure. But, Liz, you know, this is the point. Like I was telling you, I felt that in the air, like, you know, this new dawning of Aquarius, if you want to call it that, which it was, it is. But that people are really opening up to who they really are. Don't you agree, Liz? And Scott's the perfect example.
that yes, and that's very, very Aquarius, because Aquarius is a sign of the rebel and no rules and just doing whatever you want. Like, it's ruled by the planet Uranus, which has, you know, no proper, no real orbit. It's very eccentric. It's very erratic. So it has to do with just following your own, you know,
and you know what, Liz? God is an Aquarius, too.
You know, it's funny. I just found out that Ellen DeGeneres and her wife are both Aquariuses, and they were like the, you know, they were a huge hit when they got married. And I feel like Aquariuses are really big into that.
And Oprah's an Aquarius too. But you know, Scott, I've got to ask you, how did it feel to get the responses? Because you had like over like 30 responses in less than 5 minutes. How did it feel to have people comment on that response?
I had a lot of immediate responses, and it was affirming. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Although I've never come out to my brother, my sister-in-law is kind of a fundamental Christian, and there's always that little dig about the whole gay thing. So it was a way of coming out, but not really coming out in person. So you know,
so was it easier for you to do that?
It's easier because, I mean, you just post it. as juvenile as Facebook is.
But, you know, how did you feel, like, right before you hit that send button? Were you really ready for it?
I was ready for it. And, yeah, I just said, you know what, this is the time, and here it goes. Mm. You know, Facebook is... It's a great tool to be connected with people that you haven't seen in years, but there's also a danger of Facebook that once you post something, everybody knows, and that wasn't something that I was ashamed of, and I just said, you know what, everybody already knows, and I'm just affirming it, and that's why I posted on my status. So
good for you.
You know, so everyone
and I embraced it.
You own it. People, if you've come out on Facebook or MySpace, we would love to hear from you. So email me at max@maxtucci.com because we definitely want to have you on an upcoming show. You're more than welcome to call in tonight, 323-203-0815. So, Scott, amazing story. You're an inspiration to a lot of people, I know, because everyone was really inspired by you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
congratulations.
Actually, what came from that was... I've had a few people in my family that have come out to me, sent me messages and said that they're proud that I came out and they are now coming out, which is kind of empowering, and I feel like, you know, I did something that I need to do for myself, but I also empowered others to be able to come out.
So. Yes. Yes. Oh, Scott, I just want to validate you. What, God love you. That's amazing. And, you know, you get that support here for sure. So,
baby, when are you coming to the lake house?
Scott has the most amazing lake house in Candlewood Lake. So
really?
We all have to go. It's a fun place.
That'd be fun to do a radio show from there.
I've done that before. I've done that before. But thank you, Scott, so much for calling in. You really, you know, you've inspired people, and I'm sure people who are listening to the show tonight, if you feel weary about pushing that send button, don't, because we've got someone on the line who's done it, happy they've done it, and do your thing. Own who you are and present yourself to the world. So you know what? If you're not ashamed, do your thing. So, Scott, thanks so much for calling in.
But also be careful about what you post on Facebook, because it can be a dangerous thing, so.
That's a whole nother show, because I was talking about that with my friend.
That's another show.
That's a whole nother show. But you know what? As much as there's dangers in Facebook, there's also a lot of liberation. So, and you know what? I call it the diary. It's your online diary. So you know what? Put your pens away. You don't have to waste paper anymore. Go online. It's green. It's fun. And it's your diary.
And Max, don't post. I love you. Yeah. Have a good night.
You too, Scott. Go do your thing. Scott, have a great night, and thanks so much.
Thanks, right, Scott.
Bye.
How cool is that story, you guys?
Oh, bless his heart.
Right? So I'm sure there's a lot of people who've done this. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe this is a new trend that Scott started. But if you have, or if you know someone that has come out on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, wherever social networking there is, blogs, let us know, because we want to know your story. You know, everyone's got a story in life. I've got to say hi to my friend Jackie McCarthy. She's listening right now in Cape Cod. Hey, Jackie. And to my friend who just Facebooked me, actually, because while I'm doing my show, I'm Facebooking, because that's the thing to do. My friend Rebecca, hi to you, too, and to hi to Derek as well. But everyone, so that's such an enlightening story that someone actually, you know, because I bet people are out there and they type it in and they're like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And to actually do it is amazing.
Yes.
So, you know.
Bless his heart, to be 44, too, and live your whole life, you know, not being free to just say and then just, you know, it's like walking around without your clothes on. It just feels so good.
It does feel good. But Liz, and Scott's an Aquarius, too. How funny is that?
Yeah, but it's really funny, and I was thinking, I was like, what transit would that be that, like, made, you know, that inspired him to do that, and I wonder what it was. I wonder if it was, like, Pluto transforming, you know, his, something
like that. Well, you know what the great thing is that because of Facebook, like I said, it's your diary, we have the exact date and the exact time that it happened, so we can get into that, Liz, because that's cool.
Oh, good, we'll do it. That's fun.
But, yeah, amazing. This is a great show. You know, when I was thinking about the show, I was like, I would love to talk about astrology, sex, karmic relationships. And then last week I was like, you know what, let's talk about this, you know, about Scott coming out on Facebook and other people coming out on Facebook or MySpace or wherever. And I'm getting a lot of responses, but I really want to have that show be a powerful one. So I'm glad that Scott called in tonight to trigger the mind into letting people know that this is what we're going to do. So we're going to have a whole show around that. And Tamara, of course, you're going to be here to talk about it and to help people get through it and to help people hopefully press that send button.
Yes.
So, but amazing, amazing. You guys, it's so much fun to have you on the show. You're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio Sunday night. We're glad that you're listening. We're glad that you're out there. We're glad that you took the opportunity to tune in. And if you missed any portion of the show, I encourage you to go to latalkradio.com, the only place to be. And you can get my archives of all my shows. So definitely do that. You can download them. We're now streaming on iPhones. How cool is that? So charge up your phone because you've got a lot of hours to catch up on. So, Liz, before I let you go, I want you to tell me really quick what's going on right now with the planets and what kind of week people have ahead for them.
You guys can expect your weeks to finally, you know, stop driving you insane because Mercury's been retrograde for 3 weeks. And I believe that today is the day that it's actually going direct. I don't know about you guys, but my phones have been broken. My answer machines haven't been working. My phones haven't been ringing. I haven't, like, meaning, like, they're working, but they're not ringing. And, like, everything's out of control. Communications, like, trying to get in touch with people may have been, like, extra painful. Like,
now, can I tell you, wait, Liz, how funny is this? Because you know what I did today? I tried to text you, and instead of texting your cell phone, I text your landline, so you never got it.
Oh.
It's so true.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, definitely, because before you said, like, disregard, like, some message, and I didn't even know. I was like, what? I was like, what? I didn't get a message. But I just threw, you know, I just dismissed it as Mercury retrograde, because when Mercury's in retrograde, it's really just a time for everybody to just, you know, sit down and just rethink things. It's actually comparable to how we sleep at night in an effort to, you know, our body recharges for the next day. Mercury goes retrograde the exact amount of time that, you know, one-third of the year, which is one-third of a day is 8 hours, which is pretty much the average amount of time someone sleeps. And it's just like the time in your life where, you know, it's like, you know, don't just charge forward trying to do that. Like, take some time off and review and go over, you know, the car you want to buy or the house you're looking at or just anything, the person you want to marry, you know, is this a time to just chill out. But now it's going direct. So things should start to get back to normal, and then as it goes over the shadow, which is the area that it went back over, as it goes back over that now, those things that may have been unclear to people will start working themselves out and moving forward. So that's something to look forward to.
Well, Liz, I thank you so much for joining us on tonight. Everyone, definitely call Liz. To get more information, go to max@maxtucci.com. Email me, max@maxtucci.com. Or my website's maxsuchi.com. But anyway, email me because Liz wants to be there for you. She's affordable because there's a recession. So if you want to know more about your astrological birth charts, your signs, your wheels, your cartwheels, your backflips, call Liz because she will be able to help you. So Liz, on that note, I bid you adieu. Thank you so much for coming on the air. You're always such an enlightening figure on Max and Friends, and we're glad that you have you as our in-house astrologer. How cool is that?
Thank you so much, Max.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Liz. Nice to meet you.
You too. Take care.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good night, Liz. We're going to do like a whole big lecture. I'm going to go around with all of my in-house people, and we're just going to go around the country doing lectures. So Liz is going to be part of that. And of course, Tamara, you are too. Scott was such an amazing caller, and you were saying...
Yes. You can hear me okay now? Yes?
Yep, yep.
Okay, good. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, Scott was such an inspiration for all of us to be who we are and come out with that. So bless his heart. I know that that is so meaningful for, you know, people that are so afraid to come out. But yet when you see someone express that kind of courage, it's like, oh, my gosh, he can do it. I can do it, too. And what's so neat, Max, is your support and my support, even here on the station, that says, hey, you want to be out with us? We're good with that because we're all about being real.
And you know what I always say? You know what? And, you know, Scott had mentioned something about his, you know, family being Christian radicals or whatnot. But you know what? The Bible also says that he without sin cast the first stone. So, you know what I'm talking about, because everyone loves to judge, and, you know, I mean, I'm Christian, and I just believe Jesus is my Savior, and that's my thing, and, you know, that's my relationship with God and who I believe, and you know what, Jesus hung out with prostitutes. So,
and tax collectors.
And tax collectors,
you know? And you know what? That's my exact
not that we're putting too. Tax collectors and prostitutes in the same bracket by any means.
But, you know, they probably do it tax-free.
Yeah, you got to love your neighbor, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's the point of that whole, you know, the whole biblical root. And, you know, it's
I love Jesus. My God, what a great example.
I got to tell you. You know, I do too, and I love Mother Teresa, and you know, she had a great, great quote, and it was, in the end, it's between you and God anyway.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? So be inspired, be encouraged. Like Elizabeth said, this week, Mercury is finally over, so things are straightened out, and things are going to be back to normal this week. You're going to have no more communication problems.
That's so good.
So communicate this week. And you know what? I got to tell you, I've got to say, this karmic love relationship on Circles of Light, they have such a great passage. I'm going to just read one more last before we have to wrap the show up. But Tamara, listen to this. Karmic relationships are valuable gifts that can help us on a spiritual journey. This can only occur, however, if we are willing to let go of the pretty ego structures that we find useful as a one-lifetime-only proposition. When we can take our entire spiritual existence into account and act from that perspective, major learning experiences can take place. So this week, I encourage everyone to take, you know, open up, get rid of those ego structures so major learning experiences can take place. Don't you agree, Tamara?
Oh, honey, you couldn't have said it any better, because when we do open up to spirit or divine to move through us, it's a whole different perspective that we have in the world. It's not like the world's changed, but we can change our perspective about it. And when there's this collective consciousness of people waking up, it just becomes so much more attractive than staying that zombie of what you were talking about. You know, it's just, nobody really wants to stay dead anymore inside.
You know what I call us? I call it, we are spiritual bulldozers. So whatever walls in front of you, you have that spirit, you've got that zeal, knock it down, because only we can, because we really are. You know, we have everything inside of us to be amazing. And if you've got a wall that's defeating you, you are a spiritual bulldozer. So knock it down and really take control of your life.
Yeah, take the stance of a warrior, you know, because you're divinely guided and protected when you tap into that.
And you know, there's a great quote from Ralph Sockman, and the quote is, the test of courage comes when we are in the minority, and the test of tolerance comes when we are in the majority.
Oh, my God.
Great quote, great quote.
It's beautiful, so, Max.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is a beautiful show.
Yes, I love this show.
So I thank everyone. Tamara, where can people contact you?
You know what? They can always come to www.TamaraBowman.com, and it's TamaraBowman.com.
And you can always go to MaxTucci.com for more information, or email me, max@MaxTucci.com. LA Talk Radio is the only place to be. We've got some more spots open if you want to host, so definitely get in touch with Sam, because you know what? We want you here. We're a great family here. We've got great shows every day of the week, every hour of the day. So tune in to LA Talk Radio. You can listen to the Max, Max and Friends, and all the other great shows here. Tamara, you've got a busy week ahead?
Oh, my goodness, do I ever. I'm just completing my first children's book, and we're taking it to publication this week, so we're very excited. The book
we're gonna
is...
have fun. What is it called?
Well, it's called Emerald Echo, The Story, and it's a unique underwater journey within that explores the universal truths of forgiveness and freedom.
And you know what? We're going to have you back on when that book is out.
Yes!
Well, you know, you're my in-house sex expert, so you're always welcome on the show. And the world is welcome on my show. For all you callers who didn't get in tonight, I encourage you to call in the future, 323-203-0815. We want you here, because without you guys, I wouldn't have this show. So, Tamara, you're amazing. I love you. I have to bid you good night, but I'm going to talk to you after the show, because I want to tell you some fun things that happen throughout the week. So,
well, and Max, bless your heart, can I just say on air how amazing you are, and thank you for the person that you've shown up as, and for just the perspective that you give all of our listeners about what is possible in their lives, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, you are so welcome, and I thank you for being a part of that as well.
Thank you.
So have a great night, and I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Okay, love.
Sweetheart, thanks so much for coming on tonight, Tamara. Tamara Bowman, everyone. Go to TamaraBowman.com for more information. She's got a great children's book coming out. We've got a lot of things going on. My quote of the week is from Ivana Trump, "The best is yet to come." So remember that always, because the best is yet to come. And of course, Culture Leisure Magazine is the magazine. Affluent Southern lifestyle to buy, to carry in your hand this summer, to sit on the beach wherever you are and read about it. Culture and Leisure Magazine, and of course, CBS Watch Magazine, my two favorite magazines for the summer. Everyone check them out. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Max and Friends and To The Max, only on LA Talk Radio, because the only place we can take life, Sam, is To The Max. Let's get out of here and wrap it up. Let you go. Night, everyone.
You're listening to The Max, only on LA Talk Radio.